Hey friend, I'm so glad that you're here and welcome back to What's the Truth. Today is a truth talk. It's unedited, raw, and as always, real. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today I just wanted to challenge you to vision bigger. Now, I know that most people typically just say dream bigger, but there's something about envisioning in your mind what God has for you, or seeing something in your mind before you even see it in reality. It's that hope, it's confident expectation, it's dreaming. And so what I want us to begin to explore is that I could give an apple seed to five people. Now, each person could have a completely different vision for the apple seed. You know, maybe one person can just see the tree growing. Maybe one person can see in a whole slew of trees, right? Where people are coming and picking off their trees. And maybe one person can take it even step further where they have an orchard and now that they're making apple juice from the apples that they planted. See, the vision is what will take our actions. See, the vision guides our actions. And so we have to get beyond just what's going on in our reality right now and dream, which I like to say, vision bigger. Because just thinking about the things that we have now is not challenging us to go to deeper levels with Him. It's not going to levels where it's not about me, it's being dependent on Him. And see, the thing that's important is that it's impossible to sow toward a harvest you never believe in. See, you can't sow into what you can't see. Now, I'm aware that a lot of the time it is hard to vision something bigger or different because of the current situation that you're in, or you've been through so much this past year. You cannot think about it changing, or the enemy just has you knocked down so much. But the person that's holding that apple seed that can see a, you know, fruitful business, or the one that's making apple juice versus the one that's just seeing the tree, I understand, like I just said, that there are a lot of things that block the vision. Maybe being told that we're not good enough. Maybe being told most of our life that we're never going to amount to anything. Or maybe experiencing a failure and thinking, I don't want to do that again, because experiencing that quote unquote failure really felt terrible. And so I want to ask you this question today. What are you seeing? How do you see your life, your health, your finances, and your relationships? See, 2 Corinthians 4:18 reminds us to not focus on the seen things in this world, but the unseen. And so in order to see bigger, to vision bigger, we have to address what's blocking our view. So I'm going to challenge you today to vision bigger, but also to go before the Lord and say, what is blocking my vision? Because often we're letting our past reality impact our future potential. And so it's important that when we're envisioning and we're visioning things in our lives to happen, that we're thanking God for them, even though you don't already see them. Start thanking Him for the things to come that you have no idea what it's going to look like, but we can give a posture of thanks. So again, how do you see your life, your health, your finances, your relationships? What are you seeing right now? And are you visioning bigger according to the word? So thanks for hanging out with me on this truth talk. I love reading your reviews. Thank you so much for those who have taken the time to leave one. I love to know what truth that you're standing on. And if you leave a review today, don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to me over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle so that I can give you a free gift. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon.